This recording, Kentucky 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in the North Square near Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal was suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would took some force to trap her. But Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were futile. Very soon, Kama began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. A jack of all trades would be the best way to describe it. The official title is Compliance and Marketing Officer for a small community bank, one of the rare parts of the banking industry anymore. But that includes keeping up with the federal and state regulations and implementing those, but it also involves the operational side of the bank and also doing the training for that. And then to get a little more on the creative side, I do the marketing for the bank, which involves the advertising as well as new product promotions, which have had a lot of fun with that over the years. My grandmother, who is now 88 years old, had a dream to see all 50 states. And in fact, her 50th state was the state of Alaska. And she took my younger brother and myself along for that final state. And that began to create a desire in me to see all 50 states. But being a political science major and enjoying government and having worked in Washington, D.C. for a summer, it created a desire not only to see all 50 states, but also to see all 50 state capitol buildings, Supreme Court buildings, if they were separate from the Capitol building, as well as the governor's mansions. And it has really been a real blessing over the years to do that. The people that we've been able to meet, particularly at the governor's mansions, and the different architectures, the different things that were important to each state, and the pride that each state has for these particular buildings. It just really has been a real joy to do that. And having just reached the halfway mark, having finished touring the 25th Capitol and looking forward to finishing the 31st state on a vacation here in 2002.